I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. And what I want to share with you today is perhaps you're having an event, and all of a sudden, the team that you put together has a different perspective on the expectations of what they should be doing, how they should be acting, and furthermore, how they should be complying with the rules that the steering committee has set. Now, I don't know if you've done a lot of events or not, but this is happening and it's real. You know, when you get a whole bunch of people together with different personalities, different traits, different superpowers, different jobs, different roles, different DISC assessments, their personality assessments, things can get a little dicey. So here's my suggestion for how to handle this. Now, I know that one of our models, they got into a little tiff with another model on Facebook. And yes, Facebook is for you to be social, and it's not a place for freedom of speech because Facebook is actually a business and you have to follow the rules of a business. Just like if you were going to go into a coffee shop and if you are not following the rules and being a good citizen, a good respectable customer, you will get kicked out of that coffee shop. With any business, if you're belligerent and you're acting unacceptable, then you will be asked to leave. And that is the same thing as for Facebook. You can get banned from Facebook. You can be unfriended, but it's not a place for free speech because Facebook is actually a business. So a particular person, actually, it was a political post, and one was saying something about one political thing and taking sides, and another was taking sides. And then all of a sudden, this long feed occurred about being racist and being pro this and pro that and XYZ this and XYZ that. Now, I'm not going to get into it because this isn't a podcast about being political or racist or, you know, anything like that's not equal opportunity or banning businesses or this or that. This is just to educate you. So whenever that happens and two key players in your event start to act like that, unfortunately, they have to be dismissed. You cannot have that type of drama and energy in your organization in the efforts of you doing something to raise awareness for a cause. They should be more grown up, act like adults, not children, stop throwing sand in the sandbox at each other's eyes, and be respectful. This is a world of a lot of hate, a lot of bigotry, a lot of different positions, and it's just not right. And if you're going to collaborate with other professionals, be a professional yourself. Rise above and do unto your neighbors as you'd like to do unto yourself. Sometimes you just have to bite your tongue. We don't accept everything. We don't agree with everything. I certainly don't agree with everything that's happening in this world. There's a lot of issues that I see, but I'm not going to be political with you. I'm just going to tell you it's not my business. What you're doing is none of my business. It doesn't affect me. So make sure you choose your side, choose your path, and don't engage. Don't engage in that type of thing. Now, what happened was now these two individuals were excused from the event, and they were a really important part, a really important role. However, their behavior was unacceptable, and we couldn't bring that into the organization along with the other people, the other volunteers, the other organizers that are compliant and they're collaborating. Now, I know that they felt remorseful and shouldn't have acted like that, but unfortunately, there are things that happen that you can't take back. So written words are things that you can't take back. Verbal words are things that you can't take back. And you really need to be poignant and be Definitely not being a jerk about things when you're posting stuff on Facebook or other social media places. Remember, they're a business too, and you don't have the right to do that. I know that this post might be something that's not for your tea, or your liking, your cup of tea, but that is how we roll here. We do not allow anyone to be disgruntled or inefficient or political or taking sides, choosing sides. So the best thing is to know to excuse those two people. So having a meeting with the committee and verbalizing, also, I would definitely take notes on why you've excused these two individuals who are not collaborating and fighting like cats and dogs. I think that how you should definitely keep notes, like an incident report. I know that how when I owned Curves, and if someone had a 30-minute fitness gym workout, 30 minutes chain stations now, if anybody can remember that. But if anybody got hurt, we had to take an incident report. I think in any business, if someone got hurt in the aisle of the grocery store, they would have to take an incident report. So also take an incident report if any of this should happen while you're doing an event. Now, I wish you guys a great event. Go out there and change the world. This is Maya McNulty. If you like this content, like it, subscribe, and share. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. And definitely, if you like this content, reach out to us at Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.